Round three at Le Mans. Seth driven out on pole for the third time in his career. The first time outside of South Africa, would you believe? But it's Carlos Checa who gets the better start. Checa leading from Givenau in second. Rossi passes Biaggi for third. And a bit of a tumble there between John Hopkins, Norikabe and Neil Hodgson. A three-rider pileup. And as you can see, Abe and Hopkins absolutely furious. Checa now leading from Biaggi. The two Spaniards setting the pace at the front, but Checa runs it slightly wide. Givenau takes advantage. They almost touch. And a furious battle going on for third place as well between two Italians, Max Biaggi and Valentino Rossi. It's two Spaniards at the front, and it's the two Italians here battling it out for third place. Well, after 23 straight podiums in the MotoGP class, Valentino Rossi finished fourth at Jerez in the previous round. He certainly doesn't want to finish off the podium here, and he's desperate to get past his old rival. Well, Rossi, as you can see, they're just taking a rip off Pfizer, and it looks as though it's made him lose concentration. Rossi runs it wide into the chicane, and that could have blown all his chances of catching up with Max Biaggi in third place. Here comes Biaggi, in fact, for second on the chicane, on the inside of Checa. Not quite close enough this time, just running it a bit hot into the chicane there. Rossi's taking advantage to pull back on Biaggi. Here he comes now, up on the inside of Biaggi. Through ahead into the right-hander. Biaggi looks to go back around the outside into the left. He does so. What a move from Biaggi. Super riding from both of these two. It's going to be Seth Givenau to take the victory. But who else will fill the podium? Checa snatches second place. Biaggi third. And Valentino Rossi in fourth. What a finish to the French Grand Prix. And a perfect start to the season for Seth Givenau. Second win from three races.
A very, very hard race for me with the fever and everything. Of course, when you're riding, you forget about everything. So I think the fever didn't affect my riding. I could ride perfect as hard as I can. Now I feel more the heat of the fever. And I think this victory comes from the great job of a great team. For me, the best team in the world, which is Telefonica Movistar Honda Gresini team. After Jerez, we did a very good test, understanding the problems we had in the first couple races, and we understood that we were in the good direction, and basically that was thanks to Honda and to Michelin. I have to thank them for the effort they're doing, trying to help me out. And here it was a very hard race. I have to congratulate, of course, Carlos. He was very, very fast. He did no mistakes. And he did, I think, an unbelievable race also. At the end, I was capable of overtaking him. I tried a little bit hard to put a little bit of a gap, and I knew that this race was going to be within tenths. So I just tried to keep the pace. My rear tire at the end was complete finished, but we were capable of still doing very good lap times, and this means that the team has done a very good job, and Michelin setting up the bike. So I have to thank Michelin and my team for everything they've done, and I still think we have a lot to learn and we have a lot to improve. So thank you very much for your support.
That victory extending Givenau's advantage over Max Biaggi to 10 points at the top of the championship.